there's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds? Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me, once again, Kevin Bearders, I'll call him along with my co-host.
Rooster.
That's right, just Rooster?
Just Rooster.
Nothing fancy?
No, I'm sick.
We're also you're sick?
I'm sick. Remember sick of you.
Remember I was sick in August?
What is that the name?
The name of the podcast is Sick in August. We're also joined with Casual James. Hello, James.
Yo.
Say it louder.
Yo.
Attaboy. How you guys
Yo.
Doing? Yo! Hey, you. Oh, my God, my ears. How are you guys doing? And now I know how you feel whenever I scream. How are you guys doing? How's it going, both of you?
Not bad. Just got a little icky.
Sticky, Mickey, licky?
Only on a Wednesday.
Nice. Actually, today's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So what's wrong with you? You feeling like shit?
I don't know. I just... Sore throat. Deep throating.
I don't do that. This is podcast 37. We're almost at 40.
I'm not an idiot. I know what's after 36.
37.
It's 37, right, James?
Yes.
You know what I was thinking? I love this theme song. Our intro. It's so pretty.
It is beautiful.
And it's just a DuckTales level. And the moon. It's good stuff.
I
swear to God, my iPod crashes on me. I'm going to fuck my own asshole.
Can I see? Yes.
This is podcast 37. What's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to be talking about new releases like we always do along with news. A new top 10. And that top 10 is... Top 10 games that give you a little more bang for your buck. And there was zero controversy. So that's good.
Is that really good?
It could have been better.
Is anybody listening?
Yes, they are. Believe it or not. Hold on. Before we get to that, we're also going to be talking about the game Zombies and Pterodactyls, also known as ZP2KX by our favorite guys.
That explains what
that's why
were.
The Pterodactyls were there. It makes so much sense after another title of the game.
For the longest time, I didn't know that said Pterodactyls. I was reading at Pterodactyls, and I was like, wait a minute.
Is that really how you spell it?
Yeah,
I think it's Latin.
That's from the same guys who made the game, because I made
a game with zombies in it.
And we'll be talking about that after. I got a lot of emails this week because the website went down for a bit.
Because you fucked it up.
I did fuck it up. Now, what happened was that I tried to add a forum to the website so you listeners can talk amongst yourselves and tell how people how great we are. That was a hard sentence. But what happened was when I did peernerds.com, it brought you to a forum, but it didn't bring you to the site. So then when I brought WordPress back to the site, it reinstalled itself, and everything was gone.
Dun, dun, dun.
Luckily, I backed up...
So is this podcast number one?
Yes. Oh, wow. Luckily, I backed up all of our articles, but the photos are now missing in action.
Please submit your photos.
I have to go through every article and re-put photos there.
Merry Christmas.
That sucks balls. But everything is up and running besides that. Our traffic went all the way down. It went from like 600 whatever, went back down to zero because it's rebooting itself. It's fresh now. So it's really, really awkward. But yeah... Yeah. We also got two letters. Actually, one question was from last week, but we got another one this week as well, which we're going to be reading later to answer your questions. And also, Christmas is coming. Are you guys looking forward to Christmas?
Not really.
Why?
Still got to do some shopping.
I am done all my shopping.
Yeah, like 6 months ago.
Amazon.com, man.
They're really fast.
They are. Dude, I ordered everyone's presents, green tea.
Oh, you almost missed it.
I know, I got my foot.
Hey, man, I've been drinking.
I ordered everything offline.
You have a drinking problem.
Because everyone wanted video games, movies, and books, and I ordered everything offline. Amazon, next day delivery, boom, Christmas shopping done.
Yes.
Hey, you saved 10%.
And there was no shipping, no shipping charge, man. Over $50, you're good.
So somewhere in China is doing sending carts because there's no shipping.
That's Deal Extreme. What?
What?
Oh,
I don't know.
Awkward. That was a bad joke. I also watched... Remember how we were talking about the Video Game Awards last week?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
We watched clips of it.
No, you watched the interview with Angry Joe.
But clips of it? No, I've never seen it.
I watched the Video Game Awards when I was at my girlfriend's house up late when she was sleeping and I was watching TV. I couldn't watch the whole thing. It was so painful. You have, like, these girls coming on stage, like, very good-looking girls talking about games that they've never heard of.
I thought you were gay.
A little bit.
Okay.
And they were also, it was just awkward. Like, it had, like, a little skit with Neil Patrick Harris, who did the voice of Spider-Man, talking to Spider-Man. And it was, like, the whole mouth thing in front of the Spider-Man picture, so only the lips moved. It was just painful to watch.
Did they televise that?
Yeah.
Seems really weird.
And it was, like, Mountain Dew presents the top 10! Like, it was just...
They didn't do them advertising, did
they? Yeah, they did.
But in Angry Joe's defeat the same
It was, like, the... Who's sponsoring this is, like...
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Did you just fucking burp?
Oh
man, you burped right in my face.
It's that sub.
It smells so warm. The Video Game Awards was really... If you ever watch it, it made my asshole cringe the whole time. I was like, oh, I can't watch this thing.
You should watch the Adult Film Awards.
I would rather watch that, because that's still taken seriously. Maybe others would, but... I also played Dead Rising Online with my brother, Dead Rising 2. And it's interesting.
Like co-op? Or
yeah,
like
co-op. We play co-op and, what's it, Project something? Terror? What's the online thing called?
Project, Milo?
No, you don't know.
Milo?
I don't know what it is. PTGLA?
Yeah, do you remember what it is?
No.
Fuck, I can't remember either. But we played the co-op campaign together. And I'm basically in his world, and my brother has very little patience. He's like, hurry up, Kevin! And I have like five people trying to get following me, and they all die. And it's his game, so I could fuck up his game if I wanted to.
Okay.
Which I don't understand. Like, I can't, me and my brother, especially during the loading times, it's really awkward with me and my brother. I can't imagine having some random person join your game. So, so you like Dead Rising? Yeah, it's okay.
Well, that's why I'm joining your game when we're playing.
Yes, and we played the game online, the four mini games or whatever.
Yeah.
And we played that, and it was all going well until the guy left. So
it's one of those things where if you leave, it shuts off?
It shuts off. And I was in first, and my brother was in second. So it was like all that money was gone.
Oh, that sucks.
It was really stupid. My brother was like, I see how it works.
They do the same thing in Black Ops 2 with the zombie mode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If the person created... Well, it's kind of hard with a sore throat here.
Maybe just switch with James.
That's what I said.
What?
James is comfortable. But if you do the Nazi zombies, whatever they want to call it, whoever created the game, if they leave, everybody gets disconnected.
That's bullshit. I hate when that happens. But, oh, also, last week we mentioned For the Love of Gaming podcast and ClassicLead.com. And today I went back to my old job because I could, because I'm freelance.
That's
fine. Yeah, I know. So I'm going to give him some money for Christmas. But I was back at my old job listening to a bunch of podcasts besides ours because I can't stand my own voice. And I was listening to Classic Lead today. And they're basically, their podcast is, they're calmer than us because we're more like, they're more professional than us. Oh, yeah, hell of a more. I listened to their podcast today, and their conversations. You know, their conversations are actually very intelligent compared to ours.
Intelligent. Meh.
And they're also, very polite with each other. They're not like, fuck you, Rui. Fuck you, James.
You're stupid.
Aw.
No, man. I was crossing the line.
You know, they all hurt the same, too, you know.
Yes, so listen to ClassicLead.com. That's ClassicL337.com, because it's written in elite speak. Get it?
Got it.
Yeah, so go check out those guys, because those guys, their conversations are a lot smarter than ours. But, yes, do that.
But not as fun.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry, my keyboard's...
You destroy our very expensive sound equipment.
Yes. Now, for the new releases for the week of December 19, 2010... Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Back to the Future, the game, is finally out on the Mac.
Who cares? Mm.
Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam for PS3.
Looking forward to that.
Dark Light Dungeon, doesn't say what it's for, I'm assuming it's PC. Mario Party 2?
I thought that was already released for then, like.
Maybe for DS? N64? I don't know, it doesn't say what it's for. Weird. Metal Slug on the PSP, which is okay. It's a launch title for the Neo Geo on the PlayStation Network. Okay, I get it. Costume Quest, Grumman's of Nights, I guess it's an add on. It's for PS3 now. World of Keflings. I'm Kevin.
What's a Kefling? That sounds so familiar.
Build your own medieval world in a world of Keflings.
Keflings, is that little people?
Cufflings.
That's racist, man.
But look, it's a little person.
That shit's racist.
Is she wearing a thong?
Probably.
That is
Echo Chrome 2 for the PS3. Saw a puzzle by controlling light and shadows in this puzzle game, which sounds actually kind of interesting.
Two. That means there was a part one.
Yes, Fatal Fury on PSP. It's also a Neo Geo game. Samurai Showdown is also a Neo Geo game. Art of Fighting, is a Neo Geo game. Magician Lord Neo Geo game. A space shooter for $2.
Clearly.
A space shooter for $2 combines arcade action humor for the low price of $2. Actually, $1.99. The King of Fighters 94 Neo Geo on PlayStation Network. And Freebot.
Robot is programmed.
So what the hell is up with these games?
It's because Christmas is coming. Next one's for next week.
Wait, what was the top one?
DLC. Nice. Yeah, that's coming out. I'll just say it this week. Next week, keep in mind that if you have Dead Rising 2, Case West will be coming out next week, and you and I got Microsoft points for Christmas. High five. Yeah.
I didn't.
But we actually have to play Dead Rising 2 in order for us to play this.
High five. Come on. And I'm going back
to school. I still haven't opened it up.
Really?
No, it's still the same in plastic.
Well,
and I got Christmas presents.
And I got the top, the hockey thingy, which you get the sports pack.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I didn't even notice.
The other day I sent you a message to complain. You were like, I'm too tired.
Because I probably had work on a Saturday.
I'm too much of a pussy.
At 8 in the morning.
Everything hurts.
Sorry, 6 days a week. What do you want from me?
Six days a week.
I don't know what the hell that is.
That's some kind of Beatles song. I'm really butchering.
It's
butchering.
Like 8 days a week.
Whoa. Yes.
Give us some more tea, little boy.
You got it. Wait, let me do that during our break. Up next, we're going to be talking about...
thirsty.
You're not 30. You're 20.
Three?
Up next, we're going to be talking about news in the industry. James, say something racist.
What?
That's racist enough. Up next, news. Hey, nerds, Max here.
And Bruce here.
And
we need your help!
Help promote us to all your friends.
Subscribe and rate our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Visit our YouTube channel.
We need more support.
Please.
Hey, we're back. Yo.
Hey. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. That's going to hurt my throat.
We can start singing again.
No, it's a new A. We can do B. You know.
That's getting annoying fast. All right, news. Nothing. Not too much this week because we kind of want to play Metal Gear Solid 4. Mass Effect 2 PlayStation 3 demo launches on December 22nd in Europe. The demo is live on PlayStation Network for North America audiences and it's scheduled. Oh, it's live now. Awkward. If it is, I can download it and you can try it out. See how it looks. Yeah, so it's going to be up in Europe on Wednesday, December 22nd. That's going to be next week.
No.
What?
Tomorrow.
Today's
21st.
Today's 21st?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Today, today was the 12th. What day? Is today December?
Yes.
Oh, you
December
think it's
is not a day.
Oh, 21-12. You mean it's not the 21st month?
Wait, it's 21st not century. November?
I'm confused. Anyways, Mass Effect 2 coming to PlayStation 3. Don't you feel special? I do too. Dead Space 2, don't you feel left out, Xbox people? Dead Space 2 demo is out on Xbox Live right now. If you don't remember Dead Space, it was one of the games that was okay. It was alright.
It was alright.
I didn't mind it.
I liked it.
It was okay, you know.
I'll play part 2.
I'll play part 1 as well. Actually, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say. What?
Huh?
PlayStation 2, demo, Dead Space 2 coming off of PlayStation 3. No, Sony.
No, Xbox.
Where am I?
You're in December.
I am December.
21st of December.
You're in the year 12.
A lot of people found Dead Space scary. I did not. Like I said, the only part that scared me in Dead Space was the ending.
Was the ending.
Because it was just more like, BAM! Like, kind of like that, yeah. So it was kind of like that. It wasn't really like a terrifying game. It was just like really startling. I've spoken about this before. Also, Tomb Raider Trilogy confirmed. The PS3 trilogy pack is coming in the new year. So basically,
Tomb Raider is still alive.
Yeah, it's going to be a Blu-ray that will include Tomb Raider Legend, Anniversary, and Underworld, with Legend and Anniversary gain the HD makeover. So it's the reboot of the reboot. Reboot!
Pew.
Yes. So it's not the first three Tomb Raiders, it's the first three Tomb Raiders that were remade for the PS2. So what is this backing up?
Screw Lara Croft. Literally, screw it.
I wish. But you know what? Remember how I said that instead of making PS2 compatible with PS3?
They're remaking, right?
They're remaking them. And here's another one. We had Sly Collection, Godfather, God of War Collection, and now Tomb Raider.
Godfather?
Yes. I don't know. I never even played the new Tomb Raider games. What about you?
The last one we played was the Wii one. Where you get to swim in the water, you get to see your butt the whole entire time.
That's like a new Tomb Raider game. Be more specific. The one with the octopus.
Octopus.
Yeah, you have to drop a chandelier on an octopus.
I didn't get that far. I just left the pool.
You should have been playing. GamingBolt.com has 10 confirmed, quote-unquote, Xbox 360 exclusives. Look forward in 2011. Gears of War 3.
Knew that.
Star Wars Connect.
Ooh, that might be pretty interesting. You get to be
the
lightsaber.
You are the Force.
Assuming it works right.
Probably will.
How would you be able to walk?
You walk.
Yes.
So you're going to do that for like 8 hours straight.
Yeah. You do it anyways when you're in your minimum wage job, or...
Hello, welcome to Kinect.
Kinect is the future, James.
Kinect is a full-body experience.
You know what Kinect is now?
Yeah, I know what fucking Kinect is.
You remember Project Natal?
Yeah, I remember Project Natal.
It's the same thing, casual James.
Alright.
Yeah. Anyways, why use my name for like that in that kind of sarcastic manner?
I apologize. XCOM.
What's that?
Is that just...
XCOM is a reimagining of the classic tale of humanity's struggle against an unknown enemy that puts players directly in the shoes of an FBI agent that's been
growing threat.
Yes.
Was that Superman
versus
Forza
4?
That's kind of awkward, the Forza 4.
Forza 4.
Forza.
For what?
Forza Motorsport 4 will be the most expansive and vividly released. This is for Xbox.
Alright.
Kingdoms.
300, the remake.
Project Draco. Draco.
Oh, I thought that was the head.
I thought that was the eye, too. It was the armpit. it's for the exclusive for the Kinect. So it looks like games are starting to shift to Kinect now, which means you got to buy it.
Yeah, but they don't really.
Codename D is a survival horror game from Suda51, which is also the same guys who made No More Heroes. So that could be very interesting. Huh. Steel Battalion Heavy Armor.
Whoa.
And Rise of Nightmares.
What was that screenshot for?
Which one? Steel That's Heavy crazy. Armor? Some kind of tank. Rise of Nightmares, which looks like a first-person horror game, which could be interesting. Haunt, which looks like another scary.
And the next one, Feedback.
And that's it for that. But they also have confirmed, quote-unquote, confirmed PlayStation 3 exclusives to look for in 2011.
It's like 20 pages.
Yeah, Sorcery, Resistance 3, Killzone 3, The Last Guardian, page 2, give me a second, work with me. Eco and the Shadow of the Colossus HD Collection, cool. Which I love. Have you played Shadow Colossus?
Yeah.
It's so fucking sad.
Why sad?
Because you have this giant monster and this giant Colossus thing, and you're like this wiener guy.
You're supposed to kill the Colossus.
You're supposed to kill it, but it's kind of like
David and Goliath?
Yes, but he's kind of like 12. He's kind of like a nice. He's like glass. He becomes like
the midget or
the big Colossus thing?
Giant dude.
No.
Yeah.
You have to kill him. Really? Kill them all.
No, isn't there one that's like. No, the whole point is. Sorry. I was thinking of Eco's new game. Sorry.
Okay, Shadow Colossus, you're some sort of like. Some god's talking to you, you have to collect some sort of blah 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 to save someone, blah blah blah, but you have to kill all these colossus to get these crystals and blah 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 blah. Then you kill them all.
But anyways, I'm looking forward to another HD collection, because that game was originally on PS2. Motorstorm Apocalypse, Infamous 2. Mm-hmm. Why should I even play Infamous 1? Little Big Planet 2. I am so looking forward to Little Big Planet 2. Because you know what's different about Little Big Planet 2?
Two sack boys?
No, not only can you create characters and create levels, but you create gameplay.
Really?
So you can play Little Big Planet with, like, first person. You can play Little Big Planet like Pac-Man, like Space Invaders, like Mario Kart, like bumper cars. And there's a different variety of it. I've seen people make Final Fantasy VII RPG kind of games with that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Huh. Twisted Metal, which I'm fucking looking forward to that one. Ratchet and Clank, all 4-1. SOCOM 4. I didn't know they made SOCOM still. Yakuza 4. That game... I didn't really care for Yakuza, to be honest. Ni no Kuni.
What is this?
Huh. PlayStation Move Heroes. Ape Escape Fury Fury, which we were talking about, Ape Escape being the essential PlayStation game. Mm-hmm. MLB 2011, The Show. Page 5.
I wasn't playing the game.
And DC Universe Online, which I'm looking forward to that as well. And you just said cool because Superman's in the cover.
That's right.
even though Superman sucks. White Knight Chronicles 2. Pixel Junk Shooter 2 and Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. Hey.
Yeah.
My name is Drake and this is my deception. Hey. No one. Also, last, because there isn't too much news this week. I mean, it's almost the holidays, so they're saving all their.
All the games came out already.
No,
the games came out before Christmas.
But this is news, not games.
Oh, news.
Oh, wow.
The PSP2, codenamed Veta.
Or is it called the PS2P?
PSP2.
Why does Icon say PS2P?
I think they're just being clever. Powerful enough to run Uncharted 3.
That's crazy.
That is pretty...
That means it's better than your PS3.
Yes. Again, it's interesting in theory, because my PSP plays PlayStation 1 games.
Okay.
And that's kind of fucking cool. But if my PSP 2 doesn't play my PS2 games, I'm going to be pissed off. But again, it doesn't matter how good the graphics are. If the games are shit, they're shit. I was letting Brown Bear play God of War. Weren't you in the car? I let Brown Bear play God of War for the PSP, demo.
While he was driving?
No, he was in the backseat. I was driving. he was playing, and the game froze. He didn't freeze. He got stuck in between like a wall and a hard place. So the game glitched during the demo.
Really?
So it's like, well, I kind of want the game now. It's going to freeze in this area. He was, like, fighting a bunch of monsters, and he got stuck between the, like, inside of a wall, but his arm was sticking out kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know. If the PS... Like, it doesn't matter how good the graphics look. If the game sucks, who gives a shit? Right. Who's with me, right? Casual?
Yeah, I agree. Fuck.
Like, what's more important to you as a casual gamer? Graphics or gameplay?
Well, I have to play games.
He bought the Wii, so that explains a lot.
Oh, yeah, you did buy the Wii.
I didn't buy it. We, like, went in on it. Yeah,
okay, well...
I bought it, yeah.
You own the Wii.
How are you enjoying it so far?
I like it.
What have you been playing?
Well, haven't really gotten any games.
I gave you Resident Evil 4.
I haven't played those games. I haven't had time. She makes me play those Wii Sports.
But aren't you enjoying it?
I love Wii Sport Resort.
Yeah, we remember when we used to like it? Oh wait, you have Wii Sport Resort?
Yeah, man.
I couldn't play it because it's like, please, it shows like a 14-minute video how to install the Plus. I'm like, okay, what? skip.
Install the Plus. It's like,
I put it in. It's like Wii Resort. Je veux que le four le Plus.
Oh, they're French.
And then they're like, to install your Plus, just remove the cover. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got that. 2 minutes later, plug it in. Now play. Press A. Press A. Please make sure your Plus is attached. I don't have a Plus. Please ensure that your A. Fuck this game. Didn't work. I need the Plus.
What?
Motion Plus, the thing you have.
Oh yeah, I had to get that. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't.
I couldn't play Rich. We couldn't play together until I got the thing. Now exactly. We can play.
Merry Christmas.
She has.
It came with the CD.
And then Linda bought it.
Well, I have Wii Sports. And,
yeah, we play
Wii Sports. Was fun for like the first like, honestly, like 2 months.
Yeah,
it was fun.
But Plus is even more accurate.
No, I was gonna make the sound, but I was making the Xbox Live sound instead.
Why do I have a size sticker on my pants?
I like how you played along with doo doo. But yeah, Wii Sports at the beginning with the Wii was really, really fucking fun. I enjoyed it so much. And then now I can't stand any kind of motion games. Although, I am going to get Epic Mickey soon.
Alright.
And when I get it, I want to talk about it.
Can I borrow it?
You may. Can I borrow a feeling? Anyways, that was our news for this week. Nothing really crazy. But up next, we'll be talking about...
Top 10.
That's right. Top 10 what, James?
Games most bang for your buck.
That's right. Oh wow, you remembered.
I don't even remember.
I am a university. I'm not graduating. I will graduate. I'll say it.
Or will you? What no. If I have something
oh
to do with
God,
it?
Oh my God, don't jinx me now.
Don't jinx me now.
Joms Byrne. That's not my name. Sorry, that's what you registered on there.
Top 10?
Top 10.
Up next.
Hey, you guys like us?
Want to know more about us?
Well, just ask us.
You can ask us anything and we'll be doing the podcast and answer it.
What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Who's your favorite character?
Mario.
Sonic.
Ask us anything and we'll answer it on the podcast. We even have prizes to give away.
Actually, no, we don't.
What?
Not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
But still, ask us to believe in comment below or email questions to kevin@parenters.com.
Yeah. It's the Parenters Top 10.
Hello, and we're back with our top 10 games that give you more bang for your buck. I'm surprised at how little this controversy this list made.
Although, it's a good list.
Why would it bring controversy?
I don't know, because everything I read causes controversy.
Think number one is a valid one.
Basically, this top 10 list was because I figured Christmas is coming, and you want to get a game. Like, say, for example, if I were to buy you a game, James.
Really?
Yes. Say if I was going to buy you a game. I would want to get you a game that has more bang for a buck.
Or in other words,
we're all,
would you be happy if we got you a $60 game? Or would you be happy if we got you a $60 game that came with three games? And they're all pretty good games.
They're not used?
Nope. They're good.
These games are real, right?
They are real.
This is basically a top 10 list of things that you basically get for free that you don't have to download. Basically, like, I put here, like, Resident Evil 5 came with the Versus mode that you have to buy off the DLC. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
These, you don't have to buy these games. Another one, weirdly enough, I didn't put it on the list. I thought I did. But, basically stuff that you don't have to pay for, it's already on the list.
It's as if it's already in the price. These things are worth money, but they don't increase the price.
Yes, so, on its own, this is what you're getting for everything. I even put links here to Amazon.com, because I wrote here in the editor's note, we are not associated with Amazon.com. I'm not getting paid for this. I just made a link for people to buy stuff to make it easier. And also, you can compare prices.
And next day delivery.
Next day delivery, yes. Although we have been talking about Amazon all day today. But number 10 is... Oh, sorry, you go first.
Number 10?
There you go. Xbox Live Arcade plus Avatar Close plus Gamer Picks. And yes, PlayStation Network as well. But you don't really have an Avatar on PlayStation, so I thought it.
Don't you have the PS Home character?
Yeah, but it's only for PS Home, and I don't play Home. Avatar characters will always see each other on Xbox Live.
All
right. What I mean here is, I had a picture here. It'll probably be back up. But if you're looking at the picture on Paranerds.com, there's a picture of me and Rooster's character and all the clothes that we got for free, basically, from video games. Mm-hmm. We never, ever pay for Avatar clothing.
I think it's stupid to pay.
You were wearing your Left 4 Dead shirt.
And my sombrero from Red Dead Redemption.
And I had my Final Fantasy 13, that stupid-ass costume, plus my free Call of Duty hat. And now it has 2011 glasses, because it's free as well. So some of the games that, when you buy, a game off Xbox Live, and all of a sudden it's, Avatar Award unlocked. And it's like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Pause the game, check it out.
Yeah. Because, so basically for James, you,
wow, me.
And the Avatar clothing, people charge you real money to put a fake t-shirt on your character in the game. It doesn't add anything. It's just for looks. So like
it's not even the game. It's just the access
for fun.
Yeah, it's just for dashboard. So if I look at Rui's character and his thing, he could be wearing like a different shirt than me. That's it. And people charge money for this. Even some clothes is like $2.
It's like charging for water.
Yeah. So it's like
so ridiculous.
So some of the things are like
at least you could drink the water in real life. It's like charging $2 for virtual water.
It's like you couldn't go to the fountain to get water.
Well, here's what hurt me.
It's not
I won't ever buy Avatar clothing, ever. But they had a Toy Story 3 pack. And remember they had like a little baby on the crazy legs and stuff?
Yeah, as a little pet thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I want that. But I sure fucking paying you 300 Microsoft points for that.
It's almost a demo, not a demo, like an arcade game.
Yeah, and then, remember when the soccer game was going around, they had the clothing for everybody?
Yeah.
And it was like 80 Microsoft points. Like,
it's a t-shirt with your touchpad.
It's basically like a dollar a shirt. It's like, no, I'm not going to pay for that.
For $2 more, it's Chinatown.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. But I mean, and also gamer picks. There's some gamer pick packs and stuff which people could buy.
Yeah, it's like buy the Call of Duty
gamer pick pack. It's
like, comes with 5 pictures.
And the picture's like the size of my thumbnail. Like,
and it's a stupid thing. It's like an eyeball or
it's,
a nose.
Yeah, and there's also themes and wallpaper they charge you for, which again only you
free.
Can see it. And you it should be free. So it's pretty stupid. But when you get the shit for free, it's cool. Like, you want to use it.
It's worth it.
For example, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, when you play the game, and if you... There's two ways to... You want to greet me?
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
Put it in front of the microphone. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, God. The microphone.
That almost fell in my tea.
Can you adjust that slowly on the microphone without moving the microphone? There we go. Easy. Easy. You feel like you're putting a condom on a midget?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, the nose back on the corner.
some of the
I don't want to know how and how you end up in those situations.
Some of the yeah, you don't want to know some of the examples I use. Is like Sonic the Hedgehog 4. If you beat the game, you unlock Sonic's body basically as
your
character.
I saw your character.
And if you beat the game at the end and you collect the coins in a certain or the rings in a certain way, you unlock
the
hat or whatever. And my character's dressed as Sonic. But if you also have Sonic Adventure, you can unlock the Sonic running shoes and Sonic T-shirt that says Sonic Adventure. That's cool. Earthworm Jim HD unlocked a t-shirt that says Earthworm Jim on it. It has a little worm on it. Explosion Man has Avatar clothing and Gamer Picks with it. So shit like that's kind of cool. When you're playing a game, you get more for what you didn't expect. Especially
exactly.
When you didn't expect it. Red Dead Redemption, although I'm talking more like Xbox arcade games, because with those, you don't expect anything. You just expect a little game here and there, and that's it. But, you know, anyways. Yes. Check those out.
Number 9.
Super Mario All-Stars Wii. Now, James, you know Mario.
Yes.
Okay,
not personally,
good.
But I do know.
Do you know who his first girlfriend is?
Mm-hmm.
We did Sparkle on this?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was...
Starts with a P.
Princess.
Not, she wasn't a princess.
Pam.
Pauline.
Pauline. That's right. From Donkey Kong.
That's right. We were doing Sparkle, and it's like, what was his original game name? We're like, what was it? It was Jumpman.
Jumpman.
I knew it.
Oh, I know so much bullshit
about
games.
You should do the Sparkle game.
I don't do that.
I totally forgot the guy's name. Now I'm like, Miyamoto?
Miyamoto, yeah. So basically, Super Mario All-Stars, I don't know if you ever had you never had Super Nintendo, right, James?
I didn't live vicariously through you.
I never had Super Nintendo either.
Oh, I
mean,
I
he had a Super Nintendo.
You had a Super Nintendo.
I have a Nintendo, Super Nintendo.
Actually, my cousin had it. I played it when I was a kid.
Basically, Super Nintendo originally came out with Super Mario All-Stars. This thing was originally for the Super Nintendo, which had Super Mario 1, 2, 3, and Lost Levels, which is Super Mario 2 in Japan. But us damn dumb North American was too hard, so they gave us a different one, Super Mario 2.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty controversial.
Yeah, so the Super Mario 1, then the Super Mario Bros. 2, the ones we know where you pick up vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not the real Mario 2. That's Doki Doki Panic or whatever?
Sure. It's Puckman. You know why they call it Puckman?
Ah, please, Scott, tell me.
I'm kidding.
So, yeah, basically what happened now is they re-released Super Mario All-Stars for the Wii. It's a limited edition 25th anniversary, and it comes with those four games.
Or if you buy the Red Wii system, you get this for free.
Oh, really?
Maybe I should get that
interesting. But the thing that's... It's updated from... It's instead of the Nintendo games, it's a Super Nintendo game. So they're updating the graphics.
Okay.
But I put this as number 9, as much as it hurt me, because... Like we spoke about last time,
yeah.
We could have had more.
You could have included them all.
You could have included Super Mario World.
Even Jumpman.
Super Mario World plus Super Mario All-Stars was an actual game, damn it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not included
For some reason, Super Mario All-Stars, I thought it was, back then I thought it was a baseball game.
It sounds like it. Yeah, Super Mario All-Stars, like, yeah.
Well, they had every other one. Super Mario Go-Kart, whatever. Mario Kart?
Mario Kart. But that we're saying...
Yeah,
like,
why is Mario Kart not there?
That's the thing. There's a lot of Mario games that aren't isn't it here. That should
have been. Too many. They couldn't pick and they wanted to...
But those games are like...
2 megs. Yeah. And a DVD that's like 7
games. I guess
opening up Google is more bigger data.
Exactly, exactly.
So all right, I have no explanation.
So, but you know... I actually wrote here this would normally be number one, but it's hard to recommend, but it is a limited edition, and if you haven't already bought these games on WiiWare or the Virtual Console, buy it for your loved one, because they will enjoy it.
You heard him. Bye.
Buy it for your girlfriend. Hopefully she doesn't hear this and know who your Christmas present is.
They never listen to us. She actually
wants to be
actually, we told her to listen to
us. Yeah, she's going to listen to
us. Oh, no.
Oh, that's adorable. Hi, Rachel. To freak you out. She's going to be like walking on the street and just hear, hi, Rachel.
And then she's standing outside.
And then she sees me.
Number 8.
Wii Play plus Wii Control. Now, this is kind of a cheat. Yes, I admit there are other games on there. But I bought Wii Play. Not because the game was good, but because I just got the Nintendo Wii, I needed a second controller, and I wanted another game. This thing gave you another controller and another game.
And a neat little box.
And a neat little box. The game is not good at all, actually. I played it once, that was about
it. I saw
it.
It wasn't something you did.
It's
a bunch of mini games.
I can lend it to you. I have it right here if you guys want to play it. It's like mini games, like compilation of mini games. The best game is Duck Hunt on it. It's
Duck Hunt?
It's not.
Why don't I have this?
It's not necessarily Duck Hunt.
It's not the Duck
Hunt. Not Duck Hunt.
No.
Duck Hunt.
It's like more of like Geese Hunt.
No, it's the same ducks from Duck Hunt, but it's just like a different targeting game where you point at the screen and shoot. There's another game where you gotta control your Miis and twist them around to fit shapes. And there's like a table hockey kind of game. And by table hockey, I mean air hockey. Table tennis. Hi, how are you?
Rachel and I bought a Wii game pack. It was 20 games. It was like a Wii party pack.
Yeah.
Is it the Wii party game. Party?
Worst games.
Right? Oh, so you're not going to be throwing your Wii party party? It's Wii party.
It wasn't the new one.
No, oh, you played Wii party? You have Wii party?
No. I don't think it was a new one. I found it on like a bin for $20.
I couldn't expect Wii party to be in the bin.
Already, yeah, but it's probably not that.
We
should have a Wii party party.
They have weird trivia and the games are really like... So
what
fast.
Is Jesus' mom's name? Whoa, hold on.
Not
I know
that they're
this.
Current questions. It's just so ridiculous. I don't know.
Yeah, Wii games do that. They're just like carnival games. And it's like, I have a lot of crappy Wii... I have a lot of crappy Wii motion games, and it's just like...
What's the game? What do you...
Whack-a-mole?
Why whack-a-mole, and they have, we throw the ball in...
Ski-ball.
Ski-ball. Yeah. They call it skill-ball.
Skill-ball.
If somebody has
can get sued.
If somebody has the patent, or, like, the name rights to ski-ball...
If it involves hand motion, it's
what
there.
Carney has that? I should have bought stocks.
Patent
ring toss?
They have
brim toss.
They have darts.
They have arts.
Arts.
Yeah.
Crafts?
But we play, I mean, it comes with a controller, so you win-win situation.
Can't go wrong with that.
Controller's $50, a game is $50. You get both for about $50. I have the link on Amazon. You can check it out.
Is that the new controller or the old one?
The old one. You have Wii Motion, it's the same controller. Your thing's just an add-on.
Yours is just attached.
But when I got it,
permanently.
Well, listen, bitch, I'm sorry, okay? I had the Wii before.
Back in the old days, that was not included.
It wasn't.
You gotta hold out, sucker.
Because it's like, one-on-one, what is it, one-on-one motion?
Yeah.
It's not at all. Like, when you're playing a game like Star Wars Force Unleashed, you want to, like, move your hands in a circle, and all he does is up and side to side.
Pretty much.
It's like, well, that's not really one-to-one. I'm just wagging my penis around. And then you actually hold the controller. You're like, actually, this isn't too bad. Anyways, we talk about our penis a lot. I noticed that.
It's an amazing thing. Have you seen it?
My own?
Yes.
Not really. I gotta come up close.
Would you like me to buy a personal
meter? I piss on my balls, okay?
I have that problem, too.
Yeah, it's pretty painful.
Number 7.
Contra 4. Contra 4 was an awesome game from Nintendo DS, and I have this game. So not only is Contra 4 an awesome, like, well, it's a sequel to Contra, but it's like 2D, 3D-esque, and looks really good on the
2D,
DS.
2D,
3D. You only say that.
Sorry.
But when you beat the game, if you beat the game, I haven't, because it's fucking hard, it unlocks Contra 1 for the Nintendo, and Super C for the Nintendo, which is Contra 2.
Oh. Super Contra.
It also comes with concept art, screenshots, comic books, and an interview, all on your DS.
Interview.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fucking stuff on this little, tiny, little, little card. And it's really cool. I mean, I love Contra, and I've always wanted to play Contra on the bus. And you can, legally, but you can, but legally, here's the way to do it.
Finally.
By buying Contra 4. It's a fun game. There's not much to say about it, but yeah, it's cool that you get those two games. You get two more games. I mean, Contra right now on Xbox Live is about 400 Microsoft points. And you get this game for free with Contra.
Two games for free,
which is pretty fucking cool.
Number six.
The Sly Collection. Now, I know you know, never played Sly Cooper, right?
No, some sort of thief.
He's a raccoon. Okay.
But he's a thief.
He's a raccoon. That's kind of...
racist?
Is his name Rocky?
Rocky Raccoon.
He's in here. Failed murder.
Something, something... only to steal Neil Diamond. No, that's not how it sounds. Oh, John Lennon.
Don't worry.
Doc, it's only a scrap.
Anyway, Sly Cooper Collection comes with the three games, which are... where are they? Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoons, Sly 2, Band of Thieves, and Sly 3, Honor Among Thieves. Which is kind of cool, because I like the Sly Cooper collection, but or the Sly Cooper games. I haven't played the third one, I played the first two. But you get all three remastered in high definition for the PS3. Again, backing up what I said back in podcast 20, I think.
Just say any random one.
Podcast 2, and we were talking about the top 10 games we're already thinking, or whatever. Top 10 we're already thinking console edition. I said number 1 was PS2, PS3 taking away the PS2. Yes, you were here.
I was
that.
There for that one.
Yes.
Holy moly.
I was talking about how the. Gee golly there, Mercy. I was talking about how they got rid of the PS2 backwards compatible.
Just so they can remake the games.
Just so they can remake the games and sell it to you again. And that's exactly what they're doing. Motherfuckers. Piece of shit. I'm still gonna buy these things. If they ever come out with Kingdom Hearts or Metal Gear Solid Trilogy, I'm gonna buy the motherfucker. Just like this thing that was
number
remade.
Five.
Splatterhouse. You still haven't played Splatterhouse.
No.
James, have you?
If you don't have it.
I do have it.
So yes.
No. Awkward. Anyway, Splatterhouse was remade. We humped the shit out of Splatterhouse last two podcasts. Basically, it comes with, the game itself is not too bad. I really enjoyed it. You enjoyed it so far.
Yeah.
And a lot of people online on the reviews have been giving really bad reviews.
Because they're not professional.
Actually, they are professional. We're not. But maybe it's showing you the industry. Maybe these guys
maybe
have something
they
different.
They pay each other off.
Maybe you need a fresher point of view, like ours. I'm just saying, Pioneers.com.
What if we... trying to advertise the future.
Basically, you unlock... Not only do you get Splatterhouse, the game, but you get the original three games that were only for Neo... Not Neo Geo. That was only... Sega Genesis. And the first one was only an arcade game that was censored in North America, and you get the uncensored game for the first time ever.
Hanging babies
with chainsaws.
What?
I'm not even joking. That's
no way.
Yep, hanging babies with chainsaws.
Wait, they're hung with...
Probably their own umbilical cords. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a very gory game, and you get the three games along with the new game free.
Is that the only time to get that game?
Sorry?
The
pretty
hanging
much,
babies?
Yeah.
You can only get through this?
Either that or outside of North America.
Or download it on ROMs. but you get the three games, and you know what? You don't even have to pay for the new three games.
You don't?
No, you don't. You know how you get it?
By playing the game.
By playing the game. You don't even have to pass the game to unlock the games. You do it like every four chapters. It says congratulations, you unlocked Splatterhouse, the original, or whatever. And it's really fucking cool, and I really love it. Although it's been getting a lot of hate, I highly recommend Splatterhouse. It's a fun game. Yes, of course, there's a lot of swearing. Yes, the game has a weird ending. Yes, you do see boobs in it. But
just
that's
like our podcast.
Just like our podcast. Yes, we're not that good. Yes, we're not that long. Actually,
yes,
we're
surprised there's boobs in it.
Yes, there's many boobs in it, especially mine, and with small penises and feet younger.
Are we compensating for something in the show?
Big attitude.
Big cockroaches. Big. whatever.
Number four.
Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection. Now, this I can't recommend any more than I can recommend. Not only do you get... Are you ready for this?
No.
Should I have a seat?
Golden Axe.
Oh, easy there.
Sorry.
You ruined the whole thing. Oh, forget it. It's
Let's
over.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we're done now.
Wrap it up, boys.
Not only do you get... here's the list of games that you get, okay? Are you ready? Relax or casual, James. I want you to go yay or nay for every game I say, okay?
All
right. Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle.
What the fuck's that?
Nay.
Alien Storm.
Nay.
Altered Beast.
Nay.
Beyond Oasis.
Nay.
Bonanza Brothers.
Nay.
Columns.
Nay.
Comic Zone.
Yay.
Nay.
Ooh, okay, one yay. Decap Attack.
Nay.
Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
You're gonna say yay, but I'll say nay.
I fucking love that game. Dynamite Heady.
Nay.
Echo the Dolphin.
Yay.
Echo the Tides of Time, Part 2.
Yeah, okay.
S-Watt.
Nay.
Fatal Labyrinth.
Nay.
Flicky.
Nay.
Gain Ground.
Nay.
Golden Axe.
Yay.
Ooh.
Golden Axe 2.
Yay.
Golden Axe 3.
Yay.
Kid Chameleon.
Nay.
What?
I don't know what Kid Chameleon... Oh, God.
You don't know? Karma Chameleon.
So they did
the, is this all based on the song?
Yep.
Yeah, no.
You play the lyrics.
Kid Chameleon is
no
about...
No way, that sounds like fun.
No, no. Kid Chameleon... Kid Chameleon is about a story about a kid who's at an arcade who could transform into cool... It's
it
a
sounds
fun
like
game.
An 80s film.
It looks like an 80s film. Phantasy Star 2.
Nay.
Phantasy Star 3.
Nay.
You're making a lot of people out there really pissed off right
never
now.
Never heard of it, so nay.
Phantasy Star is a great game. Phantasy Star 4.
Nay.
Rystar.
Nay.
Shining Force.
Sounds familiar, so I'll just say yay.
Shining Force 2. Shining in the Darkness.
Is it attached to Shining Force?
No.
Nay.
Shinobi 3. Return of the Ninja Master.
Yay.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's a yay
film. Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yay.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yay.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Yay.
Sonic 3D Blast.
Yay.
Sonic Spinball.
Yay.
Streets of Rage.
Yay.
Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of
know.
Games.
That, actually, no, Streets of Rage is more left.
Yeah.
And you also get games from Sega Master. Remember that system?
Yeah.
You get games from that system as well. Plus, interviews...
The one that I'm almost confident that it was Legend
Valley of
Zelda.
Village?
Oh. No, Legend of Zelda is on the Sega Master.
Oh.
I would have swore I played that game.
Legend of Zelda is
on
Master.
The Sega Master.
What are you, high?
I must have been. I remember playing that only game on the Sega Master. Unless it was a knockoff, like...
Legend of Kilda?
Something, yeah. Because even when I played Legend of Zelda now... Like, the original, those levels look so familiar, and I remember playing it on the Sega Master.
Oh, yeah, that's the crucifix. We'll do this now.
That went round. That went down the wrong tube. Holy shit, my lungs hurt. No, Zelda was never on Sega Master.
That's what I found out, but I recall playing that game, so it must have been a cheap knockoff.
You had a Nintendo.
I also did, but I had the Sega Master's whatever.
You sure you didn't write the word Sega on the Nintendo?
I probably did.
Sega! Yeah, this is probably one of the best compilations out there. A lot of Sonic compilations are usually shit, and this one's really fucking good. You get a lot of games for like $20.
$20.
You get all these games, and it's so much fun to play still.
It's a lot of games.
It is a lot of games.
Probably the best value, right?
Mm-hmm. Rio Valley right there. Oh!
Number three.
Capcom Platinum Hits Triple Pack. Now, I know, you were saying there's like the dead, what is it?
Undead
pack.
Whatever.
And there was also, I know there's so many packs
Sports
out there.
Sports pack. And
but the thing about those packs is that it offers the same genre. Like there's a Call of Duty pack, but it comes with
three war games.
Three Call of Duty games. The dead pack comes with like three zombie games. Like
Resident Evil 5, Dead Rising, and I think Dead Space.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad pack.
It's not a bad pack at all, yeah.
Those are all good games.
It's really good games. And old them all, of course. But Capcom Planet Hips. Like my hips. They offer Dead Rising, Lost Planet, and Devil May Cry 4.
Three different styles.
Lost Planet's an online game, Dead Rising is a solo game, and Devil May Cry 4 is a shitty game.
It's a smash.
Yeah, exactly. This is a fun game, but I really enjoyed this. Like, I never played Lost Planet. We played Lost Planet when we first got the 360.
Yeah.
It was a demo, and you play online. We're like, oh my god, dude, I'm at home. You're home. We're playing together. Oh my god, that's the coolest thing ever. I'll never get tired of this.
Then, 10 minutes later, we stopped playing.
Yeah, we just got tired of playing Lost Planet. But these three games, I mean, besides Devil May Cry 4, I wasn't a big fan of at all.
I liked it.
You liked it. But, like, these three games, I think, are really, really good. Like, they're different. They're all unique. They're all... The only thing they have in common is Capcom. That's it.
Sellouts.
I can't recommend that anymore. I mean, now there's Lost Planet 2, now there's Devil May Cry 5, and Dead Rising 2. No, there isn't a Devil May Cry 5. I'm being funny.
Maybe there is, yeah. There's a TV show.
I know, you're telling me about that. Netflix,
watching.
Right?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Speaking of also pretty cool.
Number 2.
The God of War Collection.
Omega Edition.
God of War Collection, I put this as number 2 because I fucking love God of War. Now, have you ever played God of War, James?
No, I know lots of people.
You can play this because these games were only for the PS2.
Oh, snap.
PS2?
They came out for the PS2, yeah.
What?
Yes.
I can actually play a game.
Yeah.
That's not like 10 years old.
Wait, you could play. You have a PS2.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you said you could. I thought you said you couldn't.
No, you could.
Why would you taunt me then?
No, you could play the God of War and God of War 2 for PS2. Yeah. And these games were re-released for the PS3 a long time ago. But there's so much fun. There's so much added in there. You get God of War 1 and God of War 2 with HD visuals, yada, 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 plus bonus concept and all
same
that jazz.
Same stuff we talked about in episode 1.
Yes. which one was that?
I don't know.
The first one?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's just a fun game. And if you want to get God of War 3 and don't know what's going on, get this like I did. I still haven't played God of War 3. Huh, maybe we should get that game. Anyways, I really enjoyed God of War Collection. It was a lot of fun. We spoke about this game in one of our other podcasts, but I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It has to be number 2 just because the games are so different and unique and so gory. And how do you feel about those games? All right, cool.
That's it. Yeah.
I like the energy, guys. I like the energy.
I'm sick.
Hey,
what's
we're waiting
yours?
For number 1. Number 1 is all the energy.
Number 1. Oh. One. All the energy. One?
One.
One?
One.
One. Yeah, Masa, what do you want?
There you go.
Where's my noodles?
The orange box. I fucking love the orange box.
This game just blew my mind.
Not only because the word box means vagina, but
and
also
it's orange.
And it's orange, and I love oranges, but also because it comes with Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2 Episode 1.
Yep.
And Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
That's right.
Portal and Team Fortress.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to Half-Life Episode 3.
Yeah, Half-Life 3. Remember that person yelled at me for saying Half-Life 2 Episode 3? He's like, don't you mean Half-Life 3? Oh, fuck off. No, it's
same thing.
Actually, it's not. Half-Life 2 Episode 3 would be a continuation to the episodic sequence of Half-Life 2.
The continued episode.
I actually, well, Half-Life, this is around the time when I had no money, so I needed a new game for Xbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the orange box, and you keep talking about Team Fortress.
It's a great game.
And I've heard so much about Half-Life. And I never was into the Half-Life. You had Half-Life for the PC.
Yeah, because I got the orange box for the PC.
Yeah. Well, did you ever play Half-Life 1?
Long time ago.
Yeah,
first got the computer.
My brother has as well for the computer. I never played Half-Life 1, so I was like, well, I heard so much about Half-Life 2, and I heard about Team Fortress. Portal? Puzzle game? Meh. Fuck it. I'll just get it. It's gonna be shit anyways.
2 out of 3, man. Turns out 3 out of 3.
It turns out 5 out of 5, because I didn't know about the episodic things.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, I guess.
So I played Half-Life 2, and I loved that game to death. It was a great story. I didn't even know any of the characters, and it didn't matter, because it was just a fun game. Then I played Half-Life Episode 1, and I stopped, because I probably went back to work or something.
Probably.
But Team Fortress I played online as well, which is a lot of fun, but I can imagine it being a lot more fun
with people that you know.
People I know, because instead of goobers and stuff. But honestly, as good as Half-Life was and as good as Team Fortress, the game that really, really, really made this orange box really fucking worth it was...
You gonna tell me?
No, you gonna tell me?
It's Portal.
Portal, baby. Whoa. Yes. James, you never played Portal before, right?
No, not until 10 minutes ago.
We haven't played it.
Yeah, no, I didn't play it.
You
watched
people play.
YouTube.
I showed you, just because you have no idea what Portal is and never heard of it, right?
Have Stephen Hawking here to explain it to you.
Hello, I am Stephen Hawking.
Portal makes me speak normal.
Yes. What did you, from what you saw in the gameplay footage we showed you, what do you think of the game?
It reminds me of Cube.
Closer.
It reminds me of Cube.
What is Cube? Oh, the movie Cube. Oh,
it's the same kind of thing. Except it's when you go between the levels, you may die. I mean, you can die.
Is that Nightcrawler's fear? When you teleport between the levels?
But what did you think, like, looking at the gameplay?
I thought it was really smart and really, like, really ingenious.
So simple.
But it's like, I don't know, quite very unique.
It's a very unique game, and like, when I first played it, I was like, I'm not really a big fan of first person games. I was expecting very little from this game. It's probably one of my favorite games of all time.
It's a great game.
I really enjoyed it. My brother even passed it. This game helped him really understand first-person games, too, because he sucks at games.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed Portal as well, and I passed Portal. The ending is probably one of the best endings. The whole cake is a lie thing, of course, which
but
I don't want to...
It's not a lie.
I don't want to make a joke out of it. GLaDOS.
What were you going to say?
Because everyone says that's like the joke. The cake is a lie.
But it's not a lie.
Or is it?
You see the cake.
What?
At the end.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you?
What's after the credits.
I know.
Oh, okay.
But
there's a cake, the companion cube's there, it's a whole party.
Yeah, and throughout the whole game, the girl GLaDOS, which, how do you explain the storyline? You're basically an experiment, right?
You're an experiment. They give you a gun to test it out, and then they realize that you're going further than you should have.
Yeah, so the gun that they give you, James, is...
The portal gun.
The portal gun, yeah. It's basically an experiment. You're an experiment. Basically, you're just like a rab rat.
Because if shit hits the fan, you die.
So you have like a path to follow,
yeah.
Like testing you at first, and then you kind of go through like walls and shit, which wasn't supposed to happen. And as you're going through the walls and like discovering those secrets,
but before you go through there, that you reach the final part when you're on the platform,
mm-hmm.
and you're on a platform, but then you realize the platform is heading downwards towards a pit of like lava. And this is the part that I found funny was you're on the platform and then you it gets to the point where you're getting closer to your death basically, and then you shoot through the wall. And then basically, I don't know what the robot's name is, but
GLaDOS. GLaDOS.
Was it GLaDOS?
Yeah.
GLaDOS was like, after you escape, it's like, hey, you know, don't, like, you know, come back. It's everything's okay, I'm sorry, whatever. And then she made a line, it's like, remember when we had good times together? And it played the clip right before, like, you realize you're gonna die. So it's like, oh, shit. And then it's like, yeah, good times. And it was fun. You gotta see it. You gotta play it to believe it.
Yeah, and when you're going through, like, all the walls and stuff, there's, like, a little secret path, and there's shit written all over the wall. That shit, like, it's stuff written on the wall.
Probably written with shit.
Yeah, probably. And it says the cake is a lie, because throughout the whole thing, GLaDOS, the evil robot, is telling you that there's cake. If you...
I think there's 18 levels, like, on the 19th level, there's a cake party for you. People are waiting for you.
And
come with me.
She's telling you to, like, go with her, because there's a cake. And at the end, you're going to, like, a furnace or something, aren't you?
Yeah, that's when you're going, basically, to your death and your escape.
So you're basically going to, like, your death, because you're, like...
Do you make it out?
You do make it out. although there was, like, a different ending where you get dragged when they added it on. They showed it for the PC. Like, instead of you, like... Well, we don't know if she survives or not.
When the whole explosion happens,
the whole explosion
and you're on
happened.
Surface, whatever?
Yeah. So after you kill GLaDOS, which is, like... The whole game's really fucking funny, too. Like, the way GLaDOS speaks and all that.
Yeah.
When you beat the game, basically, the end credits, which is playing in the background right now, is basically saying how, GLaDOS the robot is still alive, and a very, very great song. You heard the song too.
It's one we're playing like 2 seconds ago. It's one that's playing right now.
Oh yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Sorry.
Basically, the whole game is her saying that she's still alive and how she's gonna come back and whatever. And that's where Portal 2 comes in, I guess. They're making a Portal 2, which also is gonna involve
double guns.
Double guns?
I think so.
I thought you already had double guns.
No, you have one gun that shoots two things. But what if you have two guns that shoots two things each? That's like four portals.
Oh, that's fucking crazy. And there's multiplayer as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I thought the orange box was very, 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 very well done. And just Portal alone is just really, really worth it. I love that
game. They could have sold that for $20.
They could have sold that game. And it's just a bonus. It's just like, here's another fucking game. You want Half-Life and the three other two games that could have been like $60 on its own? And you want Team Fortress? Fuck it! We'll give you Portal for free!
I could have swore Team Fortress 2 was like $60
on
its own.
Xbox, PC, PS3.
PC.
Yes. It's really fucking worth it. It's so
much fun. I know.
You could probably, like, you could buy the game for $20 right now on Amazon.com, or even cheaper, probably.
Saw it at Walmart. I was going to pick it up for the Xbox. Maybe I should.
Dude, it's so worth
it.
Then we put Team Fortress together. Oh, my God. It'd be so much fun.
I was going to buy it, but I'm like, what? I'm like, this game is old. Does anyone even play it?
Dude, I'll play it. I just don't play Team Fortress.
Maybe I'll pick it up. $20 at Walmart. No. I still think they should do that.
Why can't you cross system?
Because that's like crossing penises.
But why not?
Because who gets to host the server?
Why should Xbox? We all have an internet connection. Why can't
this
go in and play?
If it's on the Xbox, Xbox has the server. So why should PS3 members have to use up Xbox's server, basically? Yeah, why they get
these? They're all
the
same company.
It's like U of T going to Ryerson to use their lunch cafe because U of T doesn't have one. How does that make you feel knowing that now you have to wait in line?
But I can see Kevin now.
Yeah, but now you're waiting four times longer in line.
But it's about the game experience. I understand.
But the companies don't care about that.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They sell you games for $60, and we all know it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the exact thing. Like, you don't. Who wants to be the host for these servers?
Nobody. Together, and then
no one will. As soon as the world hunger will be resolved first before the consoles get together.
That's a good point.
They're too powerful.
Like we've said, it would be really cool if they mix all three consoles into one. That would be fucking cool. The Nintendo PlayStation box. That's it. We're good. that's it. That's all we need, man. Nintendo PlayStation box. I'm patenting that
now. Wii Station 360.
Ooh, that sounds even smoother.
I patent that, bitch.
Oh, fuck. James, you got one?
GameSpot.com.
God, that's brilliant.
I like it. We should start a site like that. So yes, Portal is number one. And what'd you think of the list, guys?
It's a good list. Good number one.
There was nothing controversial. I mean, I wasn't bragging anything, bringing anything down. No, there's not going to be any controversy. I was just basically, I do a list every month, usually on the 26th. I did this one a week early because this week's Christmas. So I figured, hey, I'll give you a heads up to buy some games. And some guy tweeted this saying, like, here's some games for your buck. I was like, aw, some people care. That was kind of cool. I like that.
So he started his own list, and now we're suing him.
Yes. We're suing you, motherfucker. Up next, we're going to be talking about, what's that game called again? Zombies vs. Pterodactyls 2020XX.
Whoa. That's anywhere in the future.
That is anywhere in the future. The X-Men's a variable.
It's true. Unless in the Mega Man X.
No, Mega Man 10. X is X, not so
maybe
10.
Maybe it's 2010-10.
Oh my god. That's a really
2010-10. I fucking hate
that's
that
really
kid.
Far in the future.
That's pretty far in the future. That's beyond a million years.
It's beyond in the future.
It's not about it. It's going pretty.
Yeah, let's see.
Hey everyone, this is Scott.
And this is Tony, and we are the ClassicLead.com podcast.
And you are listening to The Paranerds.
Team Fortress.
That's just introducing the spy.
Yeah. So that's yeah, that's Team Fortress.
Hey, what the hell?
I've been recording that whole time.
Kevin. No. It was you along.
It was. All right. So
watch him turn red.
That was pretty good.
I ain't turning red.
All right. So now we're gonna be talking about zombies and pterodactyls. 2000XX or 20XX, also known as
2010-10.
Also known as ZB2KX. Scott Studios. An indie game. They like making their names very hard to pronounce.
That's right.
So, the game is now on Xbox Live, and I love Scott Studios, and you love Scott Studios.
Of course.
They released the game. Because I made a game with zombies in it. And they also released The Dishwasher, which was one of our first reviews.
Which was a good game as well.
I Made a Game with Zombies was our first review. And they also, it's one guy basically. He came out, or I could be wrong, I don't know if he got more, but usually it's one guy. And he came out with a new game called Pterodactyls and Zombies.
ZZBBK2KXY.
Zombies and Pterodactyls. This game is now out on Xbox Live. And how much is this game?
$1.
$1. $1. It's an Xbox, it's an online game, which I didn't know that, when I went to go get it. Because as soon as I heard he came out with a game, first thing I did was buy it. I didn't. No question to ask. Anything
he makes, before it was even released.
Yes. Anything he makes, I'm like, fucking A. I support it so much, and I want everyone else to support it. It seems like a lot of people are. Because, obviously, we played the game today, and there's many people online. There's a lot of lobbies. Yeah. It's an online game. It's very... Well, this isn't really a review. This is more like a promo and talking more humping. But let's review the game a bit. Keep in mind, this game is $1 and pretty much made by one person. Rooster, what do you think of it?
I thought it was interesting for the money.
I mean, like, it's a deathmatch game, like a beat-em-up online game, right?
Pretty much.
Just a bunch of people in a room.
Simplest form.
Yeah. James, what do you think of this? Since you don't usually play games, what do you think of this one?
That was fun. Easy to play.
Addicting.
It is very, very addicting. I was playing last night, and I was just like, I must go to sleep. Okay, one more round. Yeah, you did very well. There's a lot of weapons in it, and including Cloud Sword, which is kind of weird, because it's Xbox, and Cloud's final. Or Sony.
It's not really Cloud's sword. It's called Cloud Sword.
Yeah, that's just the name
of the
sword.
Same thing with the laser sword, which is a lightsaber.
Yes, and there's a lot of things like grenade launchers, there's grenades, there's pistols, there's machine guns. There's so many things to choose. There's cleavers as well. And a lot of people already have the game down. The controls are a little awkward. I'm not going to lie.
It's a buck.
But no, I know. But the right stick, it was kind of hard to get used to it. Once you get used to it, it makes sense because your guy shoots all in like any angle, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning, I was like X R2 bomb, like why? What the fuck's going on? Then I found out you have to move the right analog stick to shoot, just like I made a game with zombies in it. So the game is basically really fast paced. Yeah, the level is a little small, but I mean, again, it's $1, dude. It's a lot of stuff for a lot of content for $1. Most indie games don't have online games like this, and it's really fun. I want you to get it. Because first off, it's $1.
$1.
You can't go wrong. And it's fun. It's an online multiplayer game. You have perks and you roll levels just like in Call of Duty kind of thing. You create your own clan name. Mine's Par because I went to preparedness.com, but it only allows three letters.
Oh, no.
So it's Par. It's a very fun game, and I love anything that Scott Studios make. You played a minigame with zombies in there, right? That's a game with a top-down game, a song in the background, you kill a bunch of zombies.
Yeah.
That game was also a dollar, and it even says that in the song. It's only a dollar, and I hope you will play. I don't know, I really, really enjoy everything that Scott Studios makes, and the art style is really, really nice as well. Very bloody game, and the fire effects are really good in it. I can't recommend it more. It's a dollar, you can't go, it might as well be free. It's a lot of work put into this game, and you really enjoyed it when you guys were playing it?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Because you, like, at the beginning, with the controls, you're all confused and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, what the hell am I doing? Whatever. And then once you get into it, you were killing people left, right, and center.
Yeah. Really, you did left and right and center.
The only thing I had an issue was with the actual melee parts.
The melee?
Yeah, it was kind of so quick in your pace. Face. It was like, what the hell happened? Oh, I finished. And then go on and do another little leap. But besides that, I liked walking. You could walk upside down onto the different platforms, so that was cool.
Yeah.
You could fly around, that was pretty easy. The controls, but besides that, it took 2 seconds.
And also not knowing who you are, I found that to be kind of a problem as well.
That's why you can edit your character.
Yeah,
you can edit it, but it's so, far away. It's not, half the time when there's so many people on the screen, I'm not sure who I am.
Yeah.
But you were dead, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but that's the thing, it's kind of, I don't know who I am. It's kind of hard to distinguish myself. It's not a big deal, but still,
that's why you just press up, down, left, and right.
I mean, there's no color difference. Yeah,
there's no, color difference.
Glowing.
Yeah, if I had, an outline around me, maybe, it'd be a little bit easier to see. Be honest. Give feedback. That's how things work. A lot of people give me feedback, and I don't like it.
You cry a little
bit. I cry a little, but at least I'll know, right?
I think you're picking up some of the weapons.
Yeah, it's just ammo, because I think the more times you use that weapon, the damage it becomes. Because when you went to pick up the sword, you already had the sword.
What was that? The golden feather thing.
It was a golden feather.
Red, that red thing on the top. What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, you played it.
It was on the top, at the very top when you go, this is red. I don't remember what it was. I got to play it. It was red. It looked like a feather or an arrow or something.
Weird. But I don't know. I really enjoyed the game. It's a dollar. You really cannot go wrong. You're going to get it, right, Rooster?
After we play Dead Rising 2.
Yes. Well, it's only a dollar. We can play, remember how we always want to play a game just fast at night?
I want to play Dead Rising 2.
I know, I hear you, but at night when you just want to play a quick game.
I want to wank off and go to bed.
But this is the quick game to play. After you wank off. Yes, it's a fun game. It's really fast-paced, very energetic. I don't know, I want everyone out there to buy it and support indie games. Because we are an independent website as well.
And are we going to make a game?
No, God no, because we barely talk. we can barely speak.
I think I can make a game.
With zombies in it?
No. We'll be sued.
Yes, we would. And we won't make a game with zombies in it.
That's right.
What's the opposite of zombies? Living people.
The living people. I made a game with living people.
But then you hate crimes.
That's okay. Don't worry. They'll all be brown.
Okay. So they're all equal.
Exactly. So, just because you're a white guy. The person you play as is a brown guy. I don't know. I really support it because it is an indie game, and indie games, it was hard to find this game on Xbox Live Arcade. Because
they hide it.
It's not under arcade. It's under it's under arcade, but it's you have to actually look for it. Instead of all, it's under
French toast.
It's really bizarre. French toast.
That's what it was under.
What?
It was under
arcade. Oh, you're making a joke.
Jesus.
Well, when you're sick, your jokes really suck. And when you're not sick, your jokes really...
So does your mother.
Yeah, that was the... I should probably explain what that was. That was Team Fortress 2 Meet the Spy trailer. I was trying to James. I wanted to get a reaction.
What?
So we were quiet. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry for my high-pitched yells.
I didn't think it was him. I thought it was himself who was the Red Spy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to put a link at the bottom of the website on paranerds.com so you could buy Zombies and Pterodactyls 20XX. What?
Where were the zombies? Was I a zombie?
Possibly.
Probably.
Because the pterodactyls would drop you in as a light.
So you probably were a zombie. You had red eyes.
Yeah.
You're evil.
All right, so I was...
You have different outfits to choose from, not just one. There's different outfits.
Every zombie needs a new outfit.
Different perks, different kill streaks. It's really fun. And again, for a dollar, you cannot go wrong. I don't want to be too harsh on it because it is a dollar. But like I said, I just can't tell the difference between who I am with other people. And the controls make sense. And what was the other thing you were saying?
Oh, just the melee.
No, the melee?
This is kind of a little bit fast. Just kind of push buttons and just swing for it.
Yeah, if you know who you are, it makes things a lot easier. Because when I'm in a... if there's four of us all together and we're grouped up, I have no idea who the fuck I am. And I'm aiming up. I don't know which one I am.
Why don't you just wear nothing? You're the naked guy.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's not going to be pink. So, okay, if they just say like an outglow or just to show who you are, I think it's the only thing. But
it's pretty good for independence.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking amazing. He does such a great job. I'd love to have him on a podcast, but who are we? We're nobody.
We're a pair of nerds.
We're a pair of nerds, and we do have readers and supporters. And speaking of readings and supporters, here's a question that I keep forgetting to read. Question one.
I'll see what I can do.
Hey, pair of nerds, love the podcast. I got a question, well, two for you. I got a question, well, two questions for you. I can read. One, why don't you guys have prizes, I assume that's supposed to be, prizes to give away, like the commercial says. And two, what is your favorite game of this year, and what was the most disappointing game? Keep up the good work.
We don't give prizes.
Keep up the good work, and I tell my friends about it.
Well,
Chris.
It's a tree.
Well, don't be mean to the guy.
Could be a girl.
Chris?
Christine?
Oh, touche. Okay, so why don't you guys give prizes away, like the commercial says? I'm assuming you think the question one. Like, ask questions, and we'll give prizes away. Actually, no, we don't. The reason why we don't give prizes
away... We mail it to you. We'll get it sometime in the new year.
No, here's the thing.
2012, December 21st.
No, you know what? I'm making something here. This is a trial. I'm making a note here. Huge success. I don't even know that's how the words go. Fine. We don't give prizes away because we're an independent website. We don't have that much money.
We don't have anything to give.
I have a game to give. It's not that good of a game, and I don't want it.
Which one is it?
Facebreaker.
That game's pretty shitty.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That game is probably one of the worst games ever, and it's taking up shelf space on my thing. I don't want it anymore.
Is that for the Xbox?
Yeah, it is for the Xbox. If somebody out there is listening and you want this game, email me with a joke.
A funny one.
A funny one about video games. Like
one that makes me laugh.
Like other promo says, leave a comment or email me at kevin@paranerds.com. And I will mail you Facebook.
Wait, are you paying the shipping?
I will pay the shipping.
What if they live in like Dubai?
I will pay the shipping.
It's like $30.
I will pay the shipping.
All right.
Fuck's sakes. If this works out, if they take this game, then I'll try to get more prizes. But in response. You have to get more friends and more people to come to Pioneers.com and support the shit out of us.
Wait, you're asking people to win the prize to get more people to listen to it?
Yes.
In exchange.
No, because,
how do you know they do that? Hold on.
Because then we get traffic. And traffic means more income. If we get income, then we can buy more prizes to give away.
Just click on the ads.
Click on the ads.
1,000 times a day.
Yes.
Teach a doctor away.
Like, I haven't got any money from the ads yet, not gonna lie. Just because Google... suck balls, but I mean, like, click on the ads. If we get money, any money I make off the site will go towards prizes for you guys, the listeners.
New Ferrari in the car.
Yes, and new car. No, but I get paid new Ferrari in the car.
Yeah.
But I already get paid by Microsoft, so don't worry about that. But any money I make off the site will go back to you guys.
So you're a non-for-profit, independent.
We're independent, yeah.
Just like the bookstore.
Just. So anytime if you guys click on the ads and tell your friends and have them click on the ads, it's Google ads, so nothing, you're not going to get viruses or anything like, you're not going to get viruses, but click on the ads, and the more you do that, the more money we get, and the money we get will go right back to you guys. We'll give you guys prizes and stuff to give away.
Hey, if we can't afford a prize, we'll give you the money.
No, don't say that. We won't. We'll give you guys prizes of games and stuff. For example, Facebreaker, I'm putting that on the table now.
It's the top prize.
Send us a joke, a video game related joke. And the best joke, which we actually get a giggle from, we'll read on the air, will win Facebreaker. It's not that good of a game, but it's a free game. So,
how can you go wrong?
Yeah, and if this works out, if people want it, then I'll start adding more games and better games. So this is the first step. If you want this game, email us at kevin@paranerds.com with a joke, and we'll give you Facebreaker for free.
Subject, joke.
Joke, yes. So kevin@paranerds.com.
Care package up.
So
I guess you can
PO box.
Win the game.
So it's a free game.
And then sell it on like eBay.
Even exactly. Even
worth
don't,
much.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah.
You can probably pick up the game right now for free at Blockbuster for $5. Pick up the game for free right
for
now for $5.
Like Blockbuster's closed.
Yeah, they are actually. But like I'm just saying, if you want a free game just for fucking shits and giggles, even to use as a coaster, I will give you Facebreaker for
you
free.
Can get better games later.
Exactly. All I need is I just want to test this out. Because if this works, and I don't want to buy like God of War 3 and be like, hey guys, I have
I'm
a copy.
I'm the only fan.
And no one listen. And I know people listen. No one responds, and I have God of War, like 5 copies of God of War 3. So I want to do this cheap game first, and then I'll eventually work in the new things. But first, you got to tell your friends and click on the ads as much as you can. I know I'm clicking this a lot, or I'm promoting this a lot. But anyways, that's on the table. Well, kevin@paranerds.com. It does not grow on trees. It grows on Google Ads. So click on those ads.
Exactly.
Also, what like Chris was saying, what is your favorite or what is your favorite game of this year, and what was the most disappointing game for you? Rooster, take
this stand. This year.
Yeah.
What year is this?
2010.
What games came out this year?
Final Fantasy 13, Dead Rising 2,
Call of Duty
Black Ops, Splatterhouse.
I'll probably have to say Battlefield. It didn't come out this year, though, did it? It came out last year.
I think, well, whatever, okay.
But it's the game I'm playing this year, so.
What did the game come out this year? I don't know.
Heck, I'll say games that came out this year, based on what the guy's question was, or female, Christine, that's right. I'm going to have to say Plants vs. Zombies. It came out this year, and it's very, very fun, so.
So that's your favorite game of
for this year?
Wow.
Because what am I else am I playing? Battlefield, but that was last year. And we don't want to bend the rules here. The guy wants a question, we're answering it.
Wow, here's a whole list of games that were coming out this year that came out in 2010. Call of Duty.
What was the new James Bond game?
I haven't played that.
I played that one.
It's good, I played it.
It's okay.
I mean,
That's kind of a hard thing to answer because you don't really buy a new game. We don't get like brand new.
We don't get games.
Okay, well, just ignore 2010. What was your favorite game that you've played this year?
Probably Battlefield.
Battlefield?
Yeah.
It didn't have to come out this year. Just a game you enjoyed playing this year.
Battlefield didn't come out this year, but I'll have to say Battlefield.
Battlefield, eh?
Yeah.
And what was the most disappointing game you played this year?
Face. Disappointed this year. Shit, I had one until Bionic Commando was pretty smooth, but it wasn't this year though.
When you played it this year. You can go with that.
Yeah, I'll go with Bionic Commando.
Bionic Commando? What about you?
No, wait. Rockstar's Table Tennis.
Really? The most disappointing? I think you loved that game.
I didn't. It's fucking hard. It's hard as shit.
Really? I thought you really, really loved it.
No. It's a fun game, but it's. I'm disappointed at all the hard work you have to do to unlock the most simplest achievements in the world. And it's tough. You're playing the computer on easy and you can't even beat him. It's fucking hard.
So that's your most disappointing game of the year.
I'm disappointed. I expected something a bit better.
From table tennis.
That was released
from a game about table tennis.
For 2006. That's when it was released.
Wow.
I'm disappointed in a table tennis game from 2006.
Huh.
Or Black Ops, I'm kind of.
You haven't played Black Ops.
I've seen my brother play, and I'm quite disappointed.
Oh, you haven't played it though.
I'm quite disappointed.
Fine, we'll go with that.
Either that or table tennis.
Wow, really?
All right, what do you got? Maybe if you told me this in advance, I would prepare.
I sent you a text message.
I got like, pick up milk, and then question of the day.
Well, keep thinking about it, James. What about you? Think of your most disappointing game and your favorite game of this year to play.
Table.
I'm on the spot too, so.
I don't know that game I bought. I guess I bought it January at the beginning of the year. That weird tank game. I was with Rachel when I bought the game. Oh, it's so glitchy.
What was the name of the game?
Was it
for PC?
It was for PC. But I think it was also for. PC. But that game just like bothered me. But then I got that Wii game I bought like 2 weeks ago. That Wii Party Pack.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Wii Party Pack. It was some 20 Wii games.
It was like one of those $20 Walmart bin games.
It was $20, yeah. And it was like the worst. Four-player game.
Are you looking at my collection?
I played all your games, so I'm gonna have to either say Bionic Commando, which is like 2008,
which is the most disappointing game.
I was a bit disappointed in it a lot, or it's gonna be table tennis.
Sword fighting Wii.
Sword fighting Wii.
Oh man, I love sword fighting.
It's hard.
What the hell, is sword fighting?
It's like
poking fencing.
Fencing, but you can go against
for Wii Sports though.
Yeah, yeah.
So your favorite game
Wave
of
sports
of this
resort.
Year?
So your favorite game of this year that you played was Wii Sports Plus.
I played like 20
resort,
hours.
Right?
Resort, yeah.
And the worst game you played was a glitchy game for PC.
Yeah.
And your favorite game was
Battlefield or Plants vs. Zombie, if you want to be technical.
Okay.
And table tennis or Bionic Commando.
Okay.
I was on like a PC game, so.
No, go ahead.
Oh, it was Age of Empires.
Which one?
Three. Now Age of Empires 3.
That's not the.
No, it was. It wasn't. It was.
That's not the Titans.
It was Age of Empires.
Mythology. I like that one.
No, it was three. It was three when they become the North America. It has a whole.
I just click a button.
It's a whole new game engine. A whole new game engine. Not like the second one. No, it was completely different. It was so super fun. I like that. I played a lot during the summer.
I thought it was a disappointing one.
No, I like that one. It was another computer.
All right.
Back and forth computer games, I love.
My favorite game that I played this year, and I played a lot of fucking games, I have to say, oh man, that's tough. The game, fuck, that's hard. Fuck.
Table tennis.
No, there's so many. Like, Sumeru Galaxy. Sumeru Galaxy 2, I mean, was really fucking good. I really had fun with it. 3D All Game Heroes was really fucking good. I have to say... Oh, man, that's hard. I have too many, but I guess because I'm playing Fallout New Vegas right now and I fucking love Fallout 3, I have to say Fallout New Vegas. Oh, but it's so buggy.
Okay, but it's a game you're currently still playing.
I'm still playing it. I'm like 40 hours into it. I'm still enjoying it.
So I would have to say that's probably.
And I enjoyed Fallout 3, and I put like 100 hours into that game, and I love it. I love Fallout so much. Yeah, you know what? My favorite game so far, or for 2010, I have to say is Fallout New Vegas, even though it just came out like not too long ago. But I played a lot of games for PSP, for DS, for Galaxy, or for the Wii, and for PS3, and I have to say that that was it. But hold on for a second. Anyways, yeah, so I was saying Fallout New Vegas is probably one of my favorite games that I played this year, even though the game just came out, but whatever, it's still a fun game. My most disappointed game, though, is very easy. I'm giving this award really, really fast.
Golden Axe.
Nope. Can you guess what game was my most disappointing game that I played this year?
Facebreaker?
Nope. Facebreaker, I expected that game to be shit. Even though we're giving it away for free at Paranerds.com. Hey, tell your friends.
Pokemon?
Nope.
Barbie.
Come on, the game has 3 discs. I lent it to you and you still haven't touched it.
Final Fantasy?
Fuck Final Fantasy 13.
Really?
Fuck that game.
Disappointed?
I am so disappointed in that game. Not only because back in the day I made a comic book called Final Fantasy 13, not only because the last Final Fantasy game I actually played was Final Fantasy 10, even X2O, shit. But I love 7, I love 8, I love... Oh, 9 was okay. And 10 was... Alright. But 13, I just expected so much more. I hated the storyline. I had no idea who the fuck anybody was. I didn't know... Like, it sounded like there was a good story and good... Like, just the stuff...
You just didn't care.
You know how Final Fantasy 8 has CD? Like the Balm Garden and
Elden. Sid?
Seed.
I thought it was Sid.
The name of the member. No, the name of their group is CD.
Oh, I thought it was Sid, the dude that's in every single game.
No, no. You know how, like, you do that test of getting killed a giant spider?
Sure.
And they're called CD?
I'll believe you, okay.
SEED. I found out it was actually called Seed, because it's Balm Garden. You're a seed of Balm Garden. I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Anyways, it's spelled SEE, capital D, so you read SEED. Anyways, I love that game, Final Fantasy VII. I know about Cloud and the Avalanches. Final Fantasy IX, I don't really remember the story. But Final Fantasy XIII, I have no idea who the fuck the bad guy is. I don't give a shit about any of the characters. They annoy the hell out of me. They put lyrics in the Chocobo song.
Yeah.
The fighting system sucks balls. There's no, like, the free roam, I don't mind that much. I don't mind it's linear. But the free roam part is only at the last part when you're in Pulse. It's on a third disc. It's like when you're... like 75% done of the game, that's when the free roam kicks in.
Holy crap. That's when the game starts.
Yeah, basically, that's when the game starts, where you could go around and fight all these monsters. But the side quests suck balls. You know how in like Final Fantasy VIII you could fight giant Cactuar or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, you could go find Tom Bear, but in order to get Tom Bear, you have to do these little missions and play these little pianos and stuff like that. In Final Fantasy VII, IX, same thing. Final Fantasy XIII, all the side quests is this giant crystal, you go up to it, and it's like, fight this monster. That's it.
That's
the monsters are
not, that's not creative at all.
The monsters are really fucking hard, which means you have to level grind, which is when I was grinding levels in Final Fantasy 13, I was still watching the Rocky movies. So, because I'm not going to... There's nothing to pay attention to. I'm watching a movie in the background while...
Keep pressing A.
While pressing A, one button. And when your leader dies, the whole party's dead.
That's stupid.
Even though, like, the guy's a classic...
So if you die, we're all dead.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. For the Love of Gaming podcast, the guys are for the Love of Gaming podcast talking about Final Fantasy 13 and how much they hated it as well.
Oh, wow.
And I have to say, I agree because... it's not at all what, like, I'm not a huge RPG fan, but it wasn't fun. The level grinding, the bosses weren't fun. The bosses, like, again, the storyline is what makes a Final Fantasy game, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't give a shit about the storyline, all you want to do is just end the fucking game. And because the game was 3 discs, it felt like it was longer.
While you were installing the game, you wanted the game to end.
Yeah, it was not at all what I expected. It's very disappointing. I kind of regret buying it. It's probably one of my worst purchases. Facebreaker was better.
For like 69.
Well, Facebreaker was $5. So,
and that's what we're giving away.
Yeah, it is, because it's such a good game. But Final Fantasy 13, I was so disappointed. It really, really bothered me how, like, I didn't care about any of the characters. I didn't care about the storyline. I didn't care about what was going on. I just wanted to get it over with. And I know that they tried hard. Like, it seems like a good story, but if you don't know who the bad guy is, I didn't know who the fuck the bad guy was. You know, who's the bad guy in Final Fantasy 7?
Sephiroth.
Who's the bad guy in Final Fantasy 8?
Sephiroth?
Sorceress.
Oh, was it?
Tidia.
Who was the guy that was with you then?
Eh?
Was who was Squall facing? The blonde haired dude.
Cypher.
Cypher.
Yeah.
Was he the bad guy?
Yeah.
There you go.
He was the bad guy as well.
Doesn't he become Sephiroth?
Final Fantasy IX. Who's the bad guy?
Oh, I don't know. You're the monkey boy one, right?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Really helping your cause, Kevin.
Yeah. Final Fantasy X. Who's the bad guy?
Sin. Shit.
Final Fantasy XIII. Who's the bad guy? Fuck if I know. I passed the game. I still have no idea who the bad guy was. I don't remember the guy's name. I remember all the other Final Fantasy character names. Not this one. This one I remember: Storm, Lightning. I don't remember anyone's. Hope is another one. The little wiener kid.
Peace.
No.
Sorry. I'm...
Fire. Earth. Wind. Water.
Love. Heart.
Yes.
It's hard,
yeah. It wasn't that good. I'm really, really disappointed with Final Fantasy XIII. It had potential, but I can't recommend anyone to play it.
It's a top selling game.
Because of its name.
No, I'm kidding. I have. I just don't want to play because I open it up. It's like three discs. I'm like,
it's overwhelming.
I only
want right?
to play for 15 minutes.
It's very overwhelming. And like the Final Fantasy games before, like the upgrading your weapons was always fun.
Yeah.
And this game is not fun at all.
Can you even upgrade?
No, you can't go to any stores to buy anything. There's no upgrade. You could upgrade, but you have to put your experience points into a weapon. It's the same weapon. There's no collecting stuff and going to a store and saying, make me a Lionheart. It's all like, it's
cool.
It's very shitty. I don't like it at all. The Tom Bears are still in it, so is Cactuar.
But they talk and sing.
Wait, no, they don't. Okay. You fight three Tom Bears at once, which is kind of a pain in the ass. But again, if your leader dies, the game is over. There's no reviving you, even though your other two members are still alive and they can actually help you. But if you die,
the
game is over.
So the best strategy would be put the other two people in front of you.
Yes. But you can't control the other two people.
So they're just stupid.
You only control yourself and using the paradigm thing, but it's very... it was just too different, and I don't like it.
I'll have to play it sometime.
Very disappointing for me. We have a second question here. Listen to your podcast. I laughed to myself over a lot of the things Rui randomly talks about.
You're a fan.
Penis.
My question is, do you listen to your own podcast? And if you do, what is your favorite wine? Mine is 20. Brendan.
Hey. 920?
You're on 21.
Fuck.
What is yours, Rui?
I don't listen to our podcast.
Do you listen to it?
No, because we just talked about it.
I listened to
we
you.
We just, right here, pretty much is what I'm listening to right now. Okay. See these words coming out of my mouth?
What was your favorite podcast? You remember one that we did?
The one that I was
Which
in.
Which one was 20? Hold on. I gotta go look this
Hold
up.
Hold on.
What do you think of podcasts that you liked, or YouTube, James? Do you listen to podcast streams?
I do sometimes. One of my computer works. Because
you can download it on iTunes. Just subscribe there and go to iTunes.com. Or no, just go to the right.
Holy crap, that's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, just go to the right section of our website.
There's no wrong section, so don't worry.
I see what you did there. Do you remember anything at all from the past, Rui? Podcast this week, we speak about news, new releases, 3D Dog Game Heroes, new formats, Blu-ray, and game rage, including a Modern Warfare 2 montage. Oh, yeah. That was a good time.
I wasn't 21.
I'm going to have to agree with Brandon here. This was a really good one.
You don't remember it?
No.
All right. James, what about you?
I don't need to be reminded how much we suck.
What about you, James?
I like the fanboys.
Just agree with Brenda. Brenda's a good person.
Yeah, I'll go with Brenda.
It's a girl, too.
Brenda is a girl.
You have a crush.
Or is it a guy? Marlon Brenda?
Yeah, sure. Go with that. James, what about you? Do you have a podcast you remember that you liked?
I don't know. I liked it. 21.
Actually, 21 was my favorite podcast. I was listening to it at work. I do listen to my own podcast, mostly because after I'm done editing and I upload it, I wanted to listen to it and make sure it's not like, hey, welcome to the... And it gets blank for the rest. So I listen to the whole podcast to make sure it doesn't... And sometimes there are little bugs and glitches, like...
If you can spot all 14 in every podcast, you get a free
There's Easter eggs in there. No, because that one podcast, I'm like... You know, sometimes, pew, like, it cuts off the dialogue, and I just, like, it's the end of a word. Like, so, how you... It's weird. It glitches out sometimes, but I make sure...
So you're your biggest fan.
I'm my own biggest fan. Me and my mom. But I have to say Podcast 21, the one with the top 10, what were they thinking?
You just
have
to one up, Brenda, didn't you?
Sorry, Brenda. Yeah. That's the one I like because it was really fucking funny, the things we're saying. That wasn't one of our men. But I have to say Podcast 21 is probably one of my favorite podcasts.
I would agree with you.
I remember that one very well. So,
because you just listened to it like today.
I listened to it today, so because I was at work and I had an iPod, and after listening to the Classic Leading For Love the Game podcast, I was like, I gotta listen to something else for kill 2 hours, and I listened to my own stuff, which is kind of weird. But I listen to my own podcast. Rui doesn't, James
doesn't. I think they're all good.
I do casually.
Good answer.
I listen to them all. World Peace, they're all good.
I don't remember any of what numbers it is. It just happened to be that one today.
It's just one big dream.
Hold on. Give me more bang for your buck. Where's that? There it is.
Is he offering more sex for cheap money?
Yes. But anyways, this is the end of the podcast. We spoke about new releases. What?
We never talked about Christmas songs we hate.
Oh, Christmas McCartney.
That's a song too. What's the name of that one? It was in my head. I finally left it, and I brought it back up.
I'm gonna bring it up for you too, right here.
It's true with that, with the. Is he using keyboard?
Probably.
It's one with Michael Jackson.
Have you heard this song, Rui?
It's the donation one.
No, that's,
you're thinking John Lennon.
That's.
Oh, this one. At the year at work every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a pretty bad. As much as I love Paul McCartney, this song makes me want to kill kittens.
I've seen you do it, man.
I
feel better. Did the tea cure my problems? Or was it Paul McCartney?
Love the song. Very song.
Wait for the.
We're tonight. Happy, wonderful Christmas time. Really happy, wonderful Christmas time. We'll go back to that song. My worst song is this song. It's hard to explain. It's a Newfoundland song, a Newfie song. Yeah, he's singing about the 12 Days of Christmas.
Is it the Great Big Sea?
No, it's not. It's supposed to be funny. It's really, really fucking shitty. Right. And any other song that... I like old Christmas folky music, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. All right, so
I like the old, like...
The nostalgic.
The old... Well, then it sounds like a record.
I love Bing Crosby. Yes. That's my favorite Christmas.
But I hate, like, Santa Baby... Come and fuck me under the tree with me. It doesn't even make any sense. I hate any new songs where they try to make Christmas sound sexy.
Beyonce has a new Christmas song.
I'm sure she has.
It was about Rudolph.
All the Christmas ladies.
Maybe like then you should buy a present.
Nice. I hate any songs that are new that make Christmas sound sexy, and the ones I orgasm through. Like, in the beginning of the podcast, I'm going to make Mariah Carey scream and break glass, because I hate when she's like, it's like, oh, fuck, I get it, you sing well. Stop hitting that high note.
She's probably the only physical person who can hit that note.
I know, but I don't have to hear it during Rudolph. I know, but they make Rudolph.
I can lick my own butthole. I do it every time.
Half the songs I hear, like American Idol kind of singing. Half the American Idol songs I hear when they're like, oh, Christmas time, Christmas. It's so annoying because it's fucking Christmas. It's not supposed to be sexy. It's supposed to be fun. But I do like Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, well, then there's that John Lennon song. Which
Song. What's War Is Over, if you want it.
The one donating a dollar a day.
Fuck, that song's long. And a lot of these Christmas songs, a lot of these Christmas songs are not...
Jessica.
These songs are not actual Christmas songs. Just because it has a song, the word Christmas in it does not make it a Christmas song.
I killed my wife on Christmas.
Woo, Christmas, yeah. What's the other song? We're talking about this on the weekend. Broke My Heart. Gave My Heart.
I gave my heart that very next day.
Yeah, how's that song?
It's by George Michael.
How's that song, bro?
Type in George Michael Christmas. I was listening to it today. There's like, last Christmas,
I gave you my heart. But the very next day, it's not just because it says the word Christmas, it's not about Christmas.
It's what happened on Christmas.
It just happened to me on Christmas. And like,
it could also be last Valentine's.
Like, John Lennon's War Is Over is sarcastic. It's not actually Merry Christmas. It's saying, look how fucking selfish you guys are.
The Pogues on Christmas Day is a good
song. For less than a dollar a day, you can help just raise a house.
So, I hate Christmas
music. With their manpower.
But this week is Christmas, but I have to say that's mine. But like I was saying, are you good with those answers?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't get asked.
Oh. I don't know.
You said you hated those ones equally.
Oh, I'm agreeing with you guys. What's mine?
All right, what's yours?
You guys really think that's the worst song?
What do you guys?
Go to the YouTube for a second.
Yeah.
Type in what I'm about to write. Jingle. Cats.
Oh, this is an actual song I heard. Silent Night?
I never heard the Silent Night version.
Let's hear this.
That's the earth. That's where we live, guys.
That is where we live.
You're telling me. Would you rather listen to this? Or listen to Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart. The very next day, you gave it away.
To be honest...
This is a YouTube thing, though.
No, this was also giving on TV.
What station?
I don't remember what station. During the Christmas holidays,
hold on.
It would be the last thing that gave. Christmas? It would be the last thing that gave before the channel went.
But you don't hear this in the store.
I'm not buying
the
Cheerios
question was
this.
Christmas song. They are cute.
They are pretty fucking cute.
But that this is an annoying song. Now, I don't know. This may have been Mariah Carey's greatest hit. But I can't. I can't stand the Jingle Cats. I want to strangle every single one of them. In a pool.
You had the answer already. That's why you're upset when we didn't ask you.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's. I think you won the award for that.
It's a horrible, horrible song.
So we spoke about news. A top 10. We're going to go through the top 10 really fast. It was for top 10 games that give you more bang for your buck.
Number 10.
Xbox Live Arcade plus Avatar Clothes plus Gamer Pictures.
Number 9.
Super Mario All-Stars for the Wii.
Number 8.
Wii Play Wii Controller.
Number 7.
James.
Contra 4.
Stand outer.
Contra 4.
Attaboy.
Number 6.
The Sly Collection.
Number 5.
Slaughterhouse.
Say it again.
Splatterhouse.
There we go.
Number 4.
Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Give me the short one.
Number 3.
Capcom Platinum Hits Triple Pack.
Number Ouch. 2.
God of War Collection.
And number 1.
All of Us. The Orange Box.
Aww.
We also spoke about Zombies and Pterodactyls 20XX or ZP2KX.
Or 2010.
Or 2010. No, it's not 10.
2010.
Oh, okay, fine. 2010. I hate the little French kid. He's a stupid,
French.
Dumbass dog.
I think he's Belgian.
Thank you for sending your questions, Chris and Brenda. Christian or Christine or Brenda.
Or Brenda.
Send more questions. Stop assuming stuff. We like it. We like questions. Please comment and subscribe to us on iTunes.
I love it.
I love it. Follow us on iTunes at Twitter.com/ThePairNerds. Also, go to Stitcher.com. You can find our podcast there if you listen to it on your BlackBerry. Now please email us at kevin@parenters.com. Remember, Facebreaker, the game, one of the best games of 2008, is free in your hands if you want. It is so good. Please get it out of my hands. So if you send us a joke to kevin@parenters.com, you get this game for free, bitch. For free!
Can I apply?
No!
But I'm pretty funny.
No!
All right.
And we just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. We're going to go out with that Paul McCartney song, by the way.
We're going to do that one or the donation a day?
No, Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney's too more.
Or the cheap. Jingle Cats.
So no Zelda song this ending, but Paul McCartney this week. So Merry Christmas, guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Are we cool next week?
Yeah, I'll see you
then. All right, cool. Next week, we'll talk to you guys then. Bye-bye!
Bye! Where are you, Christmas?
No!
Come on.
That's pretty good.
We're simply